This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects worth around 13,000 crore rupees at Gaya in Bihar. The projects belong to multiple sectors including power, road, health, urban development and water supply. Mr. Modi also flagged off Amrit Bharat Express train between Gaya and Delhi and Buddhist circuit train between Vaishali and Kodarma, which will give a boost to tourism and religious travel across key Buddhist sites in the region. The Prime Minister also symbolically handed over keys to a few beneficiaries as part of the Griha Pravesh ceremony of 12,000 rural beneficiaries under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen and over 4,000 beneficiaries under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban. Addressing the gathering at Magad University ground in Bodh Gaya, Mr. Modi said the rapid development of Bihar is a big priority of the NDA government at the centre. He said the projects launched in Bihar today will strengthen Bihar's industries and create new employment opportunities for the youth.
मेरा एक बड़ा संकल्प है जब तक हर जरूरतमंद को पक्का घर नहीं मिल जाता मोदी चैन से नहीं बैठेगा पिछले 11 साल में 4 करोड़ से अधिक गरीबों को पक्के घर बनाकर दे दिए गए और हमने सिर्फ घर यानी 4 दीवारें नहीं दी बल्कि उन घरों के साथ गरीब को उसका स्वाभिमान दिया है.
Endorsing the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, Prime Minister Modi said the NDA government has brought a law against corruption and the Prime Minister also comes under its purview. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today alleged that RJD and Congress are supporting intruders for vote bank and appeasement politics. Mr. Modi said these intruders are responsible for stealing employment of people of Bihar and changing demography. Prime Minister Modi said Operation Sindoor has drawn a new line in India's defence policy. Mr. Modi mentioned that when the Pahalgam terror attack happened in Jammu and Kashmir, he had said that terrorists will get punishment beyond their imagination. In West Bengal, the Prime Minister will flag off metro train services on the newly constructed sections in Kolkata at around 4 p.m. today. Further, he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees in Kolkata. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said India has been a strong supporter of women's participation and integration into UN peacekeeping missions. Mr. Singh said this while interacting with the women military officers of the United Nations in New Delhi today. He said the government is also strengthening policy to encourage women's participation in the country's armed forces and peacekeeping contingents, ensuring they have equal opportunity to lead and serve. The Supreme Court modified its earlier directions for capture and complete relocation of stray dogs in the Delhi NCR region. In a fresh order, the three-judge bench of Justices Vikram Nath, Sandeep Mehta and N.V. Anjaria directed that stray dogs picked up must be released in their own territory after sterilization and immunization, except those infected with rabies or exhibiting aggressive behavior. Chinese Ambassador to India Xu Feihong has said that India-China relations have continued to improve and develop since the meeting between the leaders of both countries in Kazan last year. Addressing a dialogue on SCO Summit 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Feihong said exchanges and cooperation between the two countries have gradually resumed across various fields, resulting in a series of positive outcomes. He expressed hope that Prime Minister Modi's visit to SCO Summit will give fresh impetus to Indo-China bilateral ties. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of Bihar, East Rajasthan, Gangetic, West Bengal, Gujarat, Jharkhand and in the northeastern region today. Delhi NCR, Haryana, Chandigarh, Jammu and Kashmir, Sikkim, Goa and Madhya Pradesh are also expected to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.